So we are about to learn more about the starting Wisconsin quarterback than we've ever wanted to know in our lifetime, Danny Vandenboom. Now that Graham Mertz is out due to COVID, Chase Wolf is backup, waiting his second test result, but he tested positive the first time, so they could be down to their fourth string quarterback. So you scramble, you try and look for some video, you got to go back to 2018. I'm sure they're doing this in the Nebraska football office, scouring to find out any little trinket of information, maybe a report from a scrimmage during fall camp. But this may be all you need to know about Danny Vandenboom, which is a great Wisconsin quarterback name, is this little nugget in his bio. His cousin is Paul Valander, who is the former Nebraska basketball player from about, 15 years ago. So there you go. That's all you need to know about the, what is it to be assumed, the starting quarterback for Wisconsin, is that he does have a connection to Nebraska football or a Nebraska basketball. Maybe he's been to Lincoln before. His dad is a former All-American defensive back. We're just building this kid up. Watch, he's going to roll into town with a big boy arm at 6'5", and he's going to chuck it all over the place, and he's going to be 20 of 21 and throw for 402.
And good luck with all that.
And Wisconsin will run a couple of jet sweeps, and they'll walk out of Lincoln with their 8th straight victory. I kid because I care, but we've seen that act before. I'm sure that Paul Chris isn't just going to Matt Turman him. He will say, you got to make some plays. But both sides want to win the game in the trenches. This is a Zach Duvall game. Zach Duvall gets a raise after a game like this, especially when you're coming off Ohio State and they were physical and you got a weak turnaround and you go against another team that now they realize they're going to have to run the ball and move people. And if they only get 4 yards and they line up and do it again, they're happy with it. But also on the other side of the ball is you've got an offensive line that wants to do the same thing. I mean, does this turn into a Dedrick Mills game? Or does this turn into the same kind of game plan that Nebraska had on Saturday at Ohio State? What the other storyline will be this week, because it was opened up. I apologize for all of us media people. You fall in love with a prospect. You want to see him on the field. When he's not on the field, you continue to ask those questions. The Omar Manning drama will continue for a couple of more days. Matt Lubick was asked about it. He's always going to be asked about it until either Omar Manning plays or he's not here anymore. He essentially, and I'm going to paraphrase, said it's a work in progress. Got things to work on. Got to get him healthy. I would say mind, body, and spirit. That would now really throw the media off if you say, hey, where do you think Omar Manning is? Well, we got to get him right, mind, body, and spirit. I mean, does anybody have a follow-up to that? Coach, I'd like to ask about that spirit part. Well, what do you mean? I know you don't get the rock if you don't block. What does the spirit thing mean? And there'd just be just awkward silence.
I'm really uncomfortable right now.
Tom Chattel is coming up next.